you think?
Okay.
Here goes nothing.
Welcome to the Misfit Stars podcast. I'm Shannon Curtis.
And I'm Jamie Hill. Hi, everyone. Hi, Shannon.
Hi. I just want to issue a disclaimer.
Okay, I'm on
top. That I'm in a terrible mood.
Yeah.
And I'm in a terrible mood because I think I'm just at my wit's end, tired.
Yeah.
And the very last thing I want to be doing is talking to anybody.
Especially
today.
Me. Maybe, especially recording.
Maybe especially you. And yet I have to do this, talk to you on microphones today because this podcast episode is due tonight at midnight.
I want just to really like be super clear for everyone listening that Shannon still loves me very much.
Oh, it's very much.
It's not that.
Mommy
it's
just and daddy aren't getting divorced.
No, nothing like that. It's just, you know, how sometimes you just need a you day and the last thing you want is to talk to anybody, especially your partner who you see all of the time.
Yeah.
You work with them and you're married to them and you live with them.
Yeah. So my disclaimer is that like, I am not my typical high energy, bubbly self. And if you can hang with that, then keep listening.
Yeah. See, you know what, people? And sometimes we're just going to be honest and real with you. You know what I mean? Not every day is a high-energy, perky Shannon and Jamie day.
Jamie might be doing a little bit more of the heavy lifting in this episode. And if that's okay with you, then keep listening.
I did make myself some coffee in anticipation of hopefully lifting a little more.
Yeah, you know, the state of my being right now is just not coffee-related. Like, any amount of coffee is not going to change the weariness in my soul. Does anyone understand what I'm talking about?
It's a day that you can't deal with caffeination.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I get it.
But here I am.
But here you are, you know? And I share that with you too. Sometimes you just have low energy, hard days.
Yeah.
And you know, that's okay. And you know what, people? We trust you. We trust you to come along on this little quieter adventure with us today.
It might be spicy. It might be, who
Shannon's
knows?
Shannon's in this space.
It just doesn't even know. I don't even know.
Shannon's vacillating wildly on this narrow spectrum between like kind of depressive and morose and like salty. And we could get either or both in the pod and it could be pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, you just don't know what you're going to get with me today.
No.
So, you know, disclaimer made. Apologies in advance.
We'd like to apologize specifically to our new listeners. Hi, new listeners.
Hi.
If this is the first time you're tuning into this podcast, you're probably like, well,
what the hell is going on?
This is weird. I thought they were going to be somehow different than this.
Perky. Well, see, here's the thing. I can get into this.
Yeah.
Welcome our new listeners. Do your thing.
Just do your thing, and then I'll
pick up.
Sure, can do. So first of all, new listeners, thank you so much for listening to the Misfit Stars podcast. If this is your first time listening, we're so grateful to have you with us. And I also want to thank our new supporters. And if you are a new listener and not yet aware of this, here's the deal. This is a listener-supported podcast. So don't do this yet because it's just your first episode and you might be at the end of it like, you know what, this sucks. I absolutely don't want to support this. In fact, if I could take money away from them, I would. But let's just imagine that you get to the end of the podcast, a podcast so bad you want to steal from them. No. So imagine that you get to the end of the podcast and you're like, you know what, actually, I really do find value in this. I like Shannon and Jamie. I like what they're doing. I like being able to listen to them talk with each other. It adds value somehow to my life. If you want to support that, just go to misfitstars.com/join. And that's basically the whole like little ad. So thank you in advance to anyone who does that. It's basically just another little way that you can support what we're up to in our lives, primarily this podcast and also all of the other stuff that we do to try to make the world we live in a slightly better place.
And we are very appreciative of all of our supporters. Thank you very much.
Yes, we are. Super grateful. So thank you.
It really does help. Your support really does make a difference and it really matters. And even though I'm in a terrible mood, I'm still grateful for you.
That's right. Mad but grateful. Love it.
What else?
Well, also, I just should say that if you are one of our listeners who loves this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this. It will help other people see it. And that would be neat because then, like, we could get to know more people and that's what we like.
That'd be cool.
This is, at its core, a community-building effort, right? So.
Yes.
Yeah.
So after the break today, we have a listener topic. And by the way, I should say that we probably need to re-up on our listener topics. We didn't talk about this before, but I'm throwing you a curveball right now.
We're just
going to
freestyle this whole freaking
podcast.
Because
while we were on tour all summer, we didn't do listener topics because we had so much to talk about each week when we sort of recapped our week of adventures on tour.
Yeah.
But now that we're back in our home season, it's a little different. And the format is somewhat different. We often do a listener topic after the break.
It's a way to
episodes.
Get inspired by one of y'all.
We take our listener topics exclusively from our Misfit Stars supporting members.
Yeah.
And so if you are one of those people who is a supporting member, one of our stars, and if you've got stuff on your mind that you want to hear us talk about, questions you might have for us, mm-hmm. maybe you've got questions related to the tour that we just did, yeah. or some of the previous podcast episodes.
For some weird reason, you just have something on your mind that you would like to get the outside opinion of Shannon and me on.
Spouting off BS.
Yeah.
So
do you want to hear us spout off BS on a topic of your choosing for up to 25 minutes?
We would love to hear from you about what you want to hear about. So yep. listener topics from our stars, go into our Facebook group or you can message either one of us.
Yep.
With your ideas, your questions, and we'll make a list and we'll start working through them diligently. But after the break on today's episode, we have a listener topic from our star Lizzie.
Lizzie!
Which we've had for months and months, and it's been in the can, and it's the perfect day to pull this one out, I think, given the mood that I'm in.
Yeah.
But the Lizzie's topic is about around the idea of self-care and regeneration. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that after the break.
Love it. It's going to be great.
And it's good that, so I'm going to pick up here again.
Great.
It's good that we get to talk about the regeneration because I think where I feel like I'm at right now and the reason for my mood today, I was identifying this earlier this morning when you and I were talking about this, the life that I have chosen for myself in being a creator and, you know, being a songwriter, a performer, a podcast host now as well.
No big deal.
Like so much of my life and so much of what I love about my life and about my work is that I have an opportunity to really deliberate on ideas and on, you know, deep thoughts and to deliberate about how to communicate those ideas and those thoughts in creative ways that hopefully spur conversation and connection with other people and movement in the world. And like, I love that. Right.
Yeah.
But like, I realize that like a lot of my life is centered around having to dig inside myself mm-hmm. and use all my neurons to, you know, make those connections to think about those things and to figure out how to, you know, offer them to people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I realized that I'm in a place, especially at the end of a tour cycle, which comes at the end of an album making cycle, which comes at the end of a album writing cycle, that really for the last many, many, many months, I have been fully invested in this digging deep and pouring out of myself of, you know, these ideas. And I think I've reached a place which is natural and understandable.
Mm-hmm.
I've reached a place in this cycle where I'm empty.
Yeah.
Like, and
you're
I
all
just,
wrung out like a dish towel.
I'm all wrung out like a dish towel and I don't want to think about anything. Like it's really hard for me right now, you know, to think about the idea of having to come up with, I mean, even coming up with like ideas to talk about on this podcast today was like more than I could barely handle.
It was hard. It was hard for me. And, it was hard for both of us. Yeah.
You know, and so just I think it's important for me to just say that out loud, you know, that like I can't wait to create the next body of work. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I can wait. That's the wrong word.
That's the whole point.
I do look forward to that. But oh my God, I need some time, you know? And it's natural. You know, this is part of I just realized that like I would like to maybe entertain someone else's creative ideas for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Not have to be the one to think them up.
Yeah.
I would like to spend some time, you know, just checking out mentally and absorbing.
Yeah.
You know, not having to be the instigator. And that's just where I am. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's appropriate that we're talking about what we need to regenerate.
Yeah, absolutely. So by way of sort of getting there, let's just talk first of all about what our last week looked like, right?
Sure.
Because really, it looked like a whole lot of nothing.
It was a boring week, which is great because I need boring in my life.
I know, right? Totally. And so we did a lot of just really just nice, pleasant, mundane activities. We walked along our beautiful waterfront here in Tacoma, hand in hand. It was lovely.
It
was a wonderful date. We had coffee. It was
Thank
good.
Thank you. I was in a better mood.
That's right. That's right. Tried to hold hands the other day. It wasn't happening. You know, sometimes days are like that, you know. We had dinner with friends, and that was wonderful.
Yeah.
Shout out to our dear friends, Catherine and Brian. Thank you. We had an amazing time hanging mm-hmm. out. We did yard work. Pardon me. Oh my gosh, frog in my throat. Okay, I'm better.
Good thing you have an edit machine.
Yeah, we're leaving it in. Because you know what? My version of screw it is screw edits.
I got it.
Right?
I see.
Sorry, listeners. Mm-hmm. This podcast should just be called
Professional.
Sorry, listeners. That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, yard work, it was great. We had a beautiful day. We took it to be outdoors and do stuff. Great, wonderful. We've both read a book. We went to a coffee shop and worked a couple of days. That was really nice.
It was.
We went out to dinner and the movies one night. Oh my gosh, like
we
a date.
Did.
It was so pleasant.
We saw that Jennifer Lopez movie, which was so fun.
She was so good.
She's great.
Yeah, totally. But, you know, it's really interesting because, like, the whole time, the arc over this last week has really just been, like, you and I just have different energy cycles right now, right?
Sure.
Like, and we both have up days and down days.
I mean, that's...
And we have different periodicities of that, and they're both more kind of extreme because of this sort of rebounding from tour that we're doing, you
yeah.
know? Like, the recovery, the decompression period makes everything weird.
Yeah.
And so, like, you and I have different up and down sine waves. And sometimes they align, right? The periodicities align such that we're both up at the same time or both down at the same time. And those tend to work out pretty well because our energies are pretty well matched on days like that. But then also there are some days where one of our energies is up and the other of our energies is down, and it can be hard.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
Like one of us just wants more out of the other person than the other person has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a day like that yesterday.
Is that how you would describe what happened yesterday?
I think maybe at the core of it, yeah.
Mm.
So a backstory for our listeners, something that Shannon has been scheming on, because this is a place of joy for her, is that she has been scheming on redoing our kitchen. But it would have to be totally DIY because we have no money, right?
Right.
So it all have to be like done inexpensively, and we do all the labor and all that kind of thing, which, you know, we have done with pretty good success in the rest of our house. Like the main floor, and it's pretty cool, and we feel empowered, and like we can do this kind of stuff. I, coming off of tour, and it's just, again, because we approach this differently, and we each have different ways of dealing with like how that period after that intense work period looks, get hives. I get hives thinking about that kind of effort and activity.
Literal hives?
Literal hives. And not just the skin kind, I mean beehives.
What? That's not even a good joke.
That doesn't make any sense. He's not making sense right now.
You're gonna have to try harder.
Boy, see, that's gonna be part of the issue here. Look, the coffee's kicking in. We're doing what we can. But you know, seriously, it's like there have definitely been days when I've been like, I get real excited. My energy's up, and I can get on board with the adventure. I can come along on your adventure of kitchen renovations.
Right.
And then there are definitely some days like yesterday where like so. Not yesterday, but the night before yesterday, Shannon spent like 5 hours learning about laminate. And so I got real excited about laminate. And
and we're getting into details that just aren't necessary.
I'm laughing, by the way, people, because Shannon's sitting there on the couch with her head thrown back, doing everything she can to distract me.
Oh my gosh. Can an eye roll and like an look of exasperation come through on a podcast episode?
I think it is. I think it is. I think you're doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Point being that Shannon got excited about a particular thing we could do to do our counters ourselves in an inexpensive fashion. And so yesterday she was like, let's do that. And I was really low energy. And still I tried to be a good sport. But like, it was just a conflict of energy. It's hard to contextualize it better than that.
By let's do that, it didn't mean let's go do this project today.
Oh, no. Just, you just wanted to go to Lowe's.
All I wanted to do was just research the products and see what's available. Like, yeah. And I think that if I were to characterize what happened yesterday.
And I want you to do that.
Okay. I would say that I got all excited about some new ideas that I had as possibilities for this potential kitchen update. That I thought that maybe would be economical and relatively quick and easy to do, and there is just no swishing of your water allowed on the microphone.
Did I do that?
Yes, you. Oh, yes.
I'm so sorry. It's because I just finished my coffee and I had like coffee teeth. You know what I mean?
Okay. So I had these ideas I was excited about. I just wanted to go get information about it. Never once said, let's start this tomorrow or I want to do this right away.
That's
in
true.
Fact, the very opposite. All along the past week as I've been thinking about these ideas that I'm excited about, I have said multiple times, it's not like I want to tackle all of this all at once. Like this is just planning for possibilities in the future so that as we're making the plan, it all seems, the things that we choose and do along the way make sense with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the whole point. You somehow... What I think happened yesterday is that you interpreted us going to do research at Lowe's as me wanting to start all the projects right now and do the entire kitchen right now, and you got stressed out about that.
Yeah, it so definitely it was like started a feeling of overwhelm inside of me.
So there was either a misunderstanding or bad communication about what the goals were in the scenario and...
Or just general freaked outedness too. Like,
okay.
You know, again, like that is sort of part of this whole dynamic, right? Is that our energy, both of us, each on any given day can be really unpredictable and or up and or down. And sometimes things can feel really overwhelming like you feel today, overwhelmed.
Right.
And sometimes things can feel also overwhelming for me, like I felt yesterday, overwhelmed.
Right.
You know, and it's just hard sometimes to align those things. So what should normally be a totally normal... activity. Like, hey, let's just go and do some advanced recon and make some plans and just get our arms around what this looks like and just be armed with information so later on we have a better idea of how to do stuff. Reasonable thing to do. Not unreasonable at all. Still felt totally overwhelming to me, right? And of course, I was kind of in like, I never want to be a wet blanket, right? Like, who wants to be that person? So what I probably should have said was, you know what? I shouldn't even leave the house right now. I remember standing by the door being like, you know what? I don't even want to leave the house right now. That was what I should have said, what was inside my brain. But what I actually said was, all right, cool, let's go do it. That was probably my first mistake.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, seriously, like just not being honest with like where I was at. Like, and not like honoring it, you know what I mean? And, you know, I feel like that was noble. Like, I was trying to, like, just suck it up and be encouraging of you because I knew it would be fun for you, right? But maybe it wasn't the right choice. It's hard to tease that stuff apart, right? Like, when does, like, self-sacrifice for a partner turn into, like, something that actually isn't healthy but unhealthy, you know? Like, sometimes it's healthy.
Right.
You know, and I kind of thought it would be. And I was like, yeah, I'm being good. I'm being a good partner.
Right.
You know? But it didn't end up feeling like a good partnery kind of thing or a good partnery kind of day.
Right.
Because our communication just fell apart around it. Like, we just had trouble, like, afterwards. And it was really hard. And we definitely had the kind of night where, like, we ended up... It spawned, like, a four-hour conversation, you know? Where we ended up just, like, where it turned into, like...
Which is another reason why I'm, like, so over it today. Like, I'm just emotionally wrung out from that. From that.
We had an emotional night last night, you and I, you know, because like we ended up, I think, needing to just really touch base about like how we communicate in certain situations, you know, because I mean, we've been open about this on the podcast, you know, I am a sober alcoholic.
Hey, Jamie, the audio is fading out and I was really looking forward to hearing the next part of that story. Why is the audio going away?
Such a good question, Shannon. Here's why, and this might be sort of new feeling to our people because we haven't done this in like 3 months because we were on tour, but this is a member exclusive episode.
Wow, I remember those.
Remember from back in like May or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, here's the deal. Misfit Stars is a listener-supported podcast. We make a lot of it just publicly available and indeed have done all publicly available like since like May. But sometimes we will do an episode that cuts out like this.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Rude.
But here's why. But here's why. It's not rude because what it does is it gives the listeners right now an opportunity to become a supporting member of this podcast.
Which would be so great.
So first of all, if you already are a supporting member, why are you even listening to this? Just go into Patreon and you can listen to the rest of the podcast. But if you're not a supporting member and you want to hear the rest of this conversation, first of all, thank you. That's awesome that you would want to do that. Second of all, you make that happen by going to misfitstars.com/join, and you just sign up to become a supporting member of the podcast, which, among other things, gives you access to all of the member-exclusive episodes.
Right. So all of the summer episodes were publicly available, but prior to that, about half the episodes were member-supported episodes. And going forward, about half the episodes are going to be member-exclusive episodes.
Yeah.
And if you become a member, the really cool thing is you're just going to get to listen to all of them.
Yeah.
And that's cool. And the other thing is when you become a member, you also will be invited to our private Facebook group.
Which is so magical.
Which is just made up of our supporting members, our stars. And we've got ongoing conversations there about various things that we've talked about on the podcast, other things that other members have brought up to post in the group. It's a really special and lovely group.
It's nurturing and mutually supportive. It's a very pleasant place to be on the internet.
Last week, we had a conversation in the podcast about belonging.
Yeah.
And one of our members, Bethany, posted a lovely poem that she wrote about on the topic of belonging in that private group. It's lovely.
Wonderful.
So it's a wonderful place. You want to be there. So go to misfitstars.com/join and become a member.
Basically, it's just another way for you to... we're giving you an opportunity to support this and to support us by doing so.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to take that opportunity, we would be super grateful. And thank you in advance for those of you who decide to do that. And, you know, if you can't do that right now, we totally get it. And we're grateful that you spend time with us. And please come back next week, because next week will be just a free-for-all.
That's
episode.
Right.
So, is that the new term? I don't know. I couldn't think of my word. I'm having trouble with words today.
It's all good.
You know,
So,
publicly available episode. Yeah.
Misfitstars.com/join. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah.
And if not, we'll see you next week.
All right, you guys.
Take care. Bye.
See ya.